Mitchell Trent.
Is my life, and my life is my purpose. If you can earnestly say that, you got something very powerful working in your life. Now, though purpose began to drive and Esther was taken, tell somebody, God's still in control. How many believe that? Anybody over here believe that? Amen. You really believe, no matter what, God is still in control. Amen. Say, I've been stirred, but I'm not shaken. Things happen to try to shake us. Amen. But instead of allowing it to shake you, allow it to stir you. Just get tougher. When the going gets tough, the tougher get going. Amen. Don't allow it to shake you, because we understand the reality that God is always in control. I was questioning, I have to be honest and transparent with this. I was questioning God the other morning. I wasn't discouraged. I was just questioning God, Lord. And the Lord sent me to a verse right away in Numbers. He said, I'm not a man that I would lie to you. Neither am I the son of man that I would repent of what I said. Didn't I say it? I'll bring it to pass. I got calm real quick. Yes, sir, boss. But that's God. He said, I'm not lying to you. I'm not repenting of what I've promised. But tell someone, learn to wait on him. You know, when you slow cook something, it's something, you know, you're not microwaving. You want the real flavor to come out. You want the flavors to blend. You want it to taste like nothing else. You know, you can't microwave that. You got to slow cook it. You know, some briskets and some kind of meats and stuff, they cook overnight at a low temperature. Because it ain't going to taste the same if you try to cook it right away. But when you cook it overnight, look at some of y'all. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, Rhea. Slow cook. Well, see, sometimes God is slow cooking you. You're not letting everything happen in a hurry to bring out the best qualities in you, to get you. Let me say this will get you past you. We're going to look at this. Look at this story. Now, purpose begins to drive. So right away, they have to deal with stuff that wasn't in their schedule or in their strategy, or that went contrary to what they may have wanted. But then the next thing is that they were sent to be purified. Amen. The young virgins were sent to be purified. And I, for the sake of just history, I like talking about things like this, because this is the picture. You know, we read in the scripture, but behind each scripture, there's an actual life that was lived. There's a lot of life that goes on. And I think, so why they were all purified, all the ones that were taken captive, the Medes and the Persians had conquered everything. And so they had people from all walks of life. They had beautiful young virgins that came out of the jungle. I'm gonna say it that way. That came out of poverty, but they were beautiful, and they were young virgins. They had those that came out of the upper class. They had them across the board, but when they gathered them all together, they had to purify them. Amen. With spices. They had to soak. Reason being, the ones that were from the lesser class, the diet that they had was different. And I use this example, and this is not a slight on my brothers in different parts of Africa. But the deeper you get into the bush, in places in Africa, in the bush, where people are closer to animals and the way they prepare meat and things is a lot different, a lot more archaic. Amen. Their whole digestive system is different in a sense. And because of the types of meat, well, let me just give you an example. I was in Ghana once, and we went to the market on a Saturday morning. I forget what we were doing there, but I watched, they had big parts of cattle, meat, you know, the meat. They had no refrigeration. It's out there, flies all everywhere. You know, that's what they had to do. And they cook it, you know, whatever they do, they don't send it through the processes. In other words, you eat something in some of these places, it'll make you sick. Amen. Just like some of this processed stuff that we eat will make them sick. Yeah. But my point is, the food that a lot of them would eat would cause an odor to come from their body, out of their pores when they sweat. You go to Africa and you're in a meeting, and you smell. It's strong human odor. And it's due to the food. It's not just lack of deodorant, but it come out the pores when it's sweat. It's a strong, and a lot of it's due to diet. So when they gathered all these young virgins, they took them all and began to purify them, soaking baths with spices. They did it for a whole year to purge any toxic or unclean smells and that out of all of them so that they could be presented before the king. Okay? Just a little bit of, you know, basic history of the culture. So purpose begins to purify. They needed to be purified. Say it with me, purpose will purify me. If you're really following purpose, that purpose is going to take you through a purification. Will drive you through a purification. We've seen enough of broken vessels, leaking vessels, unclean vessels that carry giftings, and all they present comes through the filter of uncleanness. But God will purify you through purpose. If you follow purpose, you're going to end up with a pure heart. And let me say it this way, he's going to purify your frequency. Mm-hmm. He's going to purify your frequency. He'll purify your speech. Amen. 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 You won't talk the same. Amen. They used to talk in the world. If you follow purpose, you won't be cussing everybody out. Like you used to. Amen. Child, you better blink, 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 blink. I'm saved and I don't blink, blink no more. You hear me? Yeah, we heard you. Now, purpose will purify. Amen. It will. That's why purpose drives. Think about Joseph a moment. If Joseph received the purpose. He had the dream. He had the vision of what God wanted to do. But okay, right away, Joseph, purpose is going to start driving you now. Well, what? Am I going to the king's palace? Yeah, you'll eventually get there. But the first stop is going to be the pit. I'm going to have your brothers hate you. And they're going to want to kill you, but I ain't going to let them kill you. Because purpose is going to drive you. But your first stop is going to be the pit. Prophet in training. The pit. See, that's why sometimes in churches or in organizations we have such poor leadership. Amen. People haven't been trained. Amen. They go to school and get a degree, and the degree is good. But they never had any training. Amen. They never been in the pit. They never had anybody really to persecute them. They hadn't been through the school of hard knocks. They got all the education, but no experience. Amen. And so what happens is they become qualified managers.
Amen. Amen.
They can't lead. Amen. Managers don't lead. Managers manage. Amen. Leaders lead. Tell somebody, purpose will drive you.
Purpose will drive
and it'll purify you.
It'll purify you.
So, Once purified, once we get the right frequency, we enter into the flow of the prophetic. Amen. Because the testimony of Jesus is the Spirit. You carry the spirit of prophecy. See, that's why sometimes you're not content. Because you're stalemated. You just stop. I'm going to say it this way. Nobody get offended because it ain't you. Tell somebody, it ain't you. You talking about? I'm talking about somebody, but they ain't here. They don't go here. I've never seen them before. But sometimes they can be stuck on stupid. Just stuck. In a routine or in a rut. Just stuck on stupid. But see, the prophetic flow keeps you moving. You don't stagnate. It's something new every morning. That's why your life is boring. Look at somebody and ask me, is your life boring? See, some people think they got to be going, you know, doing and having all this. No, you could be on a job pressing the same button all day. And your life not. And your life ain't boring because you're living in the prophetic. Pressing the button. But while you're pressing the button, you're having visions. Oh, yeah, thank you, Jesus. But here you go. You can have everything new. Go anywhere you want to, anytime you want to, have anything, anywhere you want to, and everything's boring. Child, please. I can't stand this stuff. But when you're in the flow, it don't matter where you are, when you're in the flow, because God is with you. God's talking to you. Heaven is kissing earth. Amen. It's an exciting life. You're vibrant with life. You're electric. Amen. You look forward to challenges. You're willing to take a risk. You believe God. You're expecting God to show up. You're expecting new things to happen. Hello? Right where you are. The fourth thing is that Esther was content. You know, after the year of purification, the virgins, before they went to see the king, they could take anything they wanted. And I said this morning how some man said, you know, I want that big pair of earrings. I think the king will like that. And one said, give me that pair of red high heels with the 4-inch heel on them. I think the king will go for that. The other one, give me that dress. You know, it kind of you know, accents my shape. I think the king will like that. And so they took all that. But when it came to Esther said, I don't need anything. Whatever you suggest, I'll do that. But I don't, you know, she came to a place of contentment. I like being around people that are content. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're satisfied with status quo. But in the station in life where you are, you're not complaining.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.